So, three films in and three TV shows in, and well, three seasons into the series. How does it feel to be part of a series that has like this type of cult fan base and such a huge following?
It's such an incredible joy, and I'm so lucky. I have to be honest. You know, I was very aware of the franchise. I had a fan of specifically Army of Darkness was my favorite. I'll just go ahead and reveal that. That was the very first one I saw in high school. But I knew who Bruce Campbell was, but I certainly knew the cult following with this specific franchise. When this whole thing started, I was terrified because it is just about one man. This whole thing is built on one man. And I was so worried that I was worried that maybe sidekicks wouldn't be embraced, and how could they if it was just about this one guy? But luckily, because Sam and Bruce and Rob, the show's, the franchise's creators, executive producers, obviously star, and our showrunner and our incredible writers, they knew what they were doing, and they found a way to have Pablo and Kelly both be counteract Ash, but also be part of this trifecta, that then these two characters have now grown to be in their own characters and their own storylines that the fans have so luckily embraced. And I have to say that I've gotten to meet fans over the years, and it is truly my favorite thing, because that's why, personally, that's why I wanted to be an entertainer in the first place, is to bring people joy, to entertain, because I like to have an escape from life and paying bills just the same as anybody else. So when I get to meet these fans who are so passionate and get so excited, you know, when you're going in New Zealand and shooting for 5 months out of the year and you're getting covered in blood or ice cold blood tanks and you don't know if you're doing okay. So I have to say I'm very lucky, and I have been enjoying the ride and continue to pinch myself every day that I have this job, to be honest. I'm very, very grateful.
That's awesome. Can you speak on the relationship of your character with the rest of the characters on the show? And how it's grown since the first season?
Yeah, so in terms of how Kelly has grown, she has definitely proven that she is a warrior. She has been a good soldier for the Ghost Beaters, specifically has learned from Ash and been a good soldier for him as someone who got thrown into this fight against evil. But really, she's proven she can hold her own, and I have so enjoyed going on this journey with her, which started sort of the same way I started in this whole show, where I had no idea what I was doing at the beginning, and felt like I was in over my head, and oh my God, I don't want to do a disservice to these fans, and it was the same way Kelly was thrown into the fight, and you just gotta trust your instincts and just go for it. And getting to grow with Kelly and having to face the same challenges she has, in the sense of, you know, when Kelly is, what I love about Kelly is that she is not afraid to show her fear, and she goes head first when she's afraid. So yes, she's a badass, but she's a badass who is a real flawed human being with vulnerabilities just like anybody else. And so I have actually learned a lot from her. You know, the moments when suddenly I have to, you know, fight my own hand with a puppet that I have never rehearsed, and all of a sudden there's a camera face, like, all right, learn how to puppet, and go. Learn how to puppeteer, and go. There's that moment of panic where, you know, I'm a preparer. I'm a studier. I, you know, got straight A's in college solely because I'm good at memorizing and studying. Mm-hmm. So when I feel unprepared, I panic. But I took a lot from Kelly Maxwell just to say, fuck it, and just go with your instincts. And it's been, honestly, like, I hope that that's what other people take away. Like, take a risk. And just, you know, prepare when you can. Don't not prepare. But if you're in a situation where you just got to do it, or you don't, go for it, baby. And that's one thing I have learned. And I'm so excited for season three, because I get to take Kelly to the next level and do something that I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted Kelly to have agency and make her own decisions. And she really, season three is about forging her own path in order to get her destiny. in order to reach her destiny. And she gets her day in the sun. She gets a one-on-one throwdown epic battle with evil, the result of which you'll have to wait and see. But I will tell you what, she finally gets that moment, and that is thrilling for me, that she does what she sees fit. And I'm glad for that. And in terms of her relationship with the characters, you know, with Pablo, she was brought in because of her. That was her first family job back at Value Stop in the first episode of season one. She gets, as we know, dragged into this after her, you know, mother eye forks her father, and her mother gets taken by evil. And, you know, Pablo has always been her best friend, but because she's never been in a good spot, a good emotional spot, she has too many walls up to really let her feelings show. But then we saw that she got a little jelly when he had that, you know, hot little hiker, Heather. So, but the truth is, Kelly is the one with the brains of this trifecta. She knows the minute you love someone in this world, they're going to die, or you're going to die. We've seen it over and over with Ash. So to be honest, the reason Kelly has never really let herself show her true feelings for Pablo, or be vulnerable, is because she's trying to protect him. And that's what I want people to see. However, in season three, they do take it to the next level, because Kelly hits a moment where, she says, fuck it. And there comes a moment where she doesn't think she'll have another opportunity. And all I can tell you is, body part definitely touch. And with Ash, we have seen, you know, it's no secret that Kelly and Ash are actually way more similar than either of them would care to admit, which is why they butt heads and go toe-to-toe. But when they are in sync, they are so good together. And this season, you'll get to see the little rift that happened when Kelly has a real daughter to look after. Whoopsie, what does that mean? But then how that translates and how Kelly sort of takes her relationship with Ash to the next level by taking his daughter under her wing. So it's really been special to grow in that way. I'm excited for fans to see it.
That's awesome. I hope this helps, but you seem to be doing a great job of not panicking and actually taking a risk and bringing this character out. So.
I really appreciate you saying that. Thank you. I have to give credit to the writers, and I have a very strong supportive team around me, and our crew is incredible. So I can't take it, full credit. I will say it takes a village to raise a strong female character, but thank you for saying that.
No problem. Since you mentioned you were a fan of Army of Darkness, do you think that helps when actually being able to translate the same authenticity and organic feel from the original films into the TV series? The fact that you were a fan of the original film.
Because it does help with the tone. I knew that this is the only show that so beautifully walks the line of horror and comedy. And my love has always been comedy, but in terms of performing, but I grew up, horror was my first love. So I do think that, being a fan, like you said, of the franchise, helped in the sense that I knew that I could keep being, you know, pushing my own limits. But at the same time, it did make me a little intimidated to meet Bruce Campbell. And still to this day, I still like, you know, even though we, like, hang out, you know, we're shooting months, and this is now the third season, we all, you know, he takes us out on boat trips when we're in New Zealand, and has us over his house for dinner. Like, he's Uncle Bruce. But at the same time, there are still those moments where it's like, oh, my God, hey, Bruce Campbell, you know. I still geek out just as much as the next person. Same thing with Lucy Wallace, or as I call her, Lucy Flawless. They have that, they're stars for a reason. They have that aura, they have that professionalism, they have that thing, you know. So, in a way, yes, it did serve me, but it also, it almost would have been better if I had no idea who they were, so I wouldn't have been so intimidated at the beginning.
Well, that's cool, because, you know, at the end of the day, you're still a human being, you're still a person, you still have, you know, you still idolize people, you still look out for people, and you still, you know, look at people in a certain light, so it's just common, it's normal.
It is, and I can say that, and I get asked this question all the time, you know, what's Bruce like in real life? What's Lucy like in real life? And I will tell the truth, which is they are exactly as you hoped they would be, only better. And that's the truth. Man, I couldn't ask for better mentors or better captains of our ship, truly. So they're the ones you do want to meet. You know, they always say, don't meet your heroes, don't meet your idols. They're some of the good ones. So meet them if and when you can.
That's great. So before we end this call, is there anything else that you would like to add? Anything you would like to say to the fans out there, or anything you know, any thoughts on the season and what to expect?
Expect the unexpected. Every year, we never think we can top ourselves, and we do. This season does not disappoint. It takes everything to the next level, and you might even get some tears in your eyes, not just from gagging while laughing and screaming. We raised the stakes with the drama this season, which is very exciting. I'm very excited for fans to see the characters that we've grown to love, watch them evolve, watch Ash and grow in a different emotional way. Not too much where he loses his Ashness, but watch what it means for him to be a paternal figure and how he fumbles and then grows into that. I really love how they're expanding that with him. I love watching Pablo expand into the Brujo and the powers that he has, as well as the new characters, Dalton and Brandy, and the mythology that Dalton brings, the new level of history and moving forward with Bruce's lifeline, I'm sorry, with Ash's lifeline, with Brandy and her coming into her own as a badass. And with Kelly, all I can tell you is I'm just excited because Kelly gets her own boomstick this season, and she is ready to pump it. And I guess on a final note, I would just like to thank the fans. We hope you continue to enjoy the show and be entertained by it, because this whole thing, all the blood, all the torture, all the viscera, all the hours and makeup and all that, it's all for you, and you, the fans have responded so kindly, and we will keep doing it as long as you'll keep watching us get tortured. We'll continue to be tortured for you, and we can't wait for you to see what's to come.